get involved in the conversation. Call now, 01-646-1038.
This is
Spin Talk.
Hi, you're very welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren, and a very special hello to all our Facebook Live viewers. You're welcome along. I'm joined now by Grace Mongey, who you all know better as Faces by Grace.
Hello, Lauren.
Great of you to come along today.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you're just getting involved, we're live from the Radisson Blue today on Golden Lane. It's all for World Mental Health Day. The incredible team from Pieta House are with us, and Lions Tea. We're taking time to talk. That's the hashtag if you would like to get involved. And yeah, Grace, great to have you.
Thank you.
It's a little different to other times you've been
yeah,
on the show with us.
Yeah, usually it's in the studio.
All the lights, camera, action. How yeah. are you? How's things lately?
I'm good, yeah. Everything's going good. So can't complain.
We were just talking to John, who was with us before you, about exercise and fitness and just what a positive effect it can have on our mental health. Anyone who follows you daily on Snapchat will know Sean has you busting your gut in the gym
yes,
every day.
Every morning.
How are you finding it?
It's tough, but I love it. Now, it is really, really hard work and I'm not looking forward to it in the morning going, but afterwards, I just love it. I love the feeling coming out knowing that I've done a good 45-minute session, and I love the next day. I love the pain the next day when you know, God, I worked hard yesterday. So, yeah, it is that kind of push to bring yourself to go to the gym. And like John said, not everyone wants to do it and not everyone feels like they can do it. But once you get in there, like, he starts from basics and anyone can start off. Just build it up.
How important is it for you just day to day with your business, with being a mum, that you mentally are switched on and focused?
Yeah, it's so important. And John mentioned there about yoga, and like straight away I was like, I am going to book a yoga session next week because I find that's so good for my mental health. And just meditating and just taking that time out. Like, we all are busy, we all work, I'm a mother, and I just need that time to myself. So it's so important.
Looking back at before you were blogging, before yeah. Faces by Grace, when you were just Grace.
Yeah.
If you had known then what you know now and how amazing it would be, but also how tough it can be, would you change anything?
No, I think everything kind of happened for a reason. And I remember when I was in the depths of depression saying to one of my best friends, like, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to put any status on Facebook. I'm not going to share anything. I was so paranoid. I didn't want anyone to know anything. And to see the person I've become today, it's amazing. And it's, yeah, I didn't think I'd come out the other side of it. I was so worried and so paranoid that I didn't see this ever happening. So it's so nice to see the transition, because if you had seen me then, like, I was a shell of myself.
You spoke to us really openly the day we talked on air about the show 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
And you got in touch and you came on and told us that it was only as an adult, like a young adult, hearing people talk about anxiety and depression that you were like, oh, that's what I have.
Yeah.
So like Hannah, you didn't have the words. You didn't know what it was.
I didn't know. And for a long time, for a couple of years, my mom and my sister would say, like, it's normal, you have anxiety. And I just didn't get it. And my friend actually sent me a picture of, and it was a mental health campaign that was in Australia, and it was of a man, and it just said, I am the beaten heart, I am the sweat that drips down your back, all these kind of scary things. And it was a really kind of scary picture, and then it just said, I am anxiety. And then I was like, oh my God, it's this other person, it's this voice in my head. And I used to always say, like, I feel like I have someone talking to me the whole time and telling me all these negative things and making me really paranoid and anxious and worried. And it was at that moment at 25 where I realized, okay, I can separate this from the Grace that I am, and I can say, well, that is my anxiety, and that is just something that I've been born with and had to deal with. And I could kind of separate the two, and I felt just such a sigh of relief after that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
The business you're in is a tough one.
Yeah, it
and
is.
People don't hold back. And like we said, it can be amazing, but it can be very, very tough. There isn't enough Mars hampers in the world that would make me do what you do, because people can be really, really cruel, Grace.
Yeah.
And anyone who follows you will know that it gets you.
Absolutely. I had somebody tweet me yesterday to tell me they were unfollowing me, and I was like, you don't need to tell me that. Just go. Don't tell the world, oh, I've had enough of your gym snaps. Goodbye. Like, I don't need to read that stuff. There are toxic groups on Facebook, and I've read hundreds of messages about myself, and I turned to my partner crying, saying, like, what is wrong with me? Am I that bad of a person? Like, what do I do? I'm not controversial. I don't try to annoy people. I get up in the morning and I make my breakfast, and I do normal things.
What do you think it is? Is it that you, like in the industry you're in, people want to see everything? Like you snap about Sienna, you snap about your life going to the gym. Is it that because you're out there, people feel they can comment on everything you do, that you're anybody's?
Yeah, I think they feel like because I put myself out there, I should expect this. But I don't think anyone has the right to turn around and say mean things to people. It's not in my nature. I don't think, Lauren, you'd ever turn around to someone online or in person and say it to them. But my sister said it's down to jealousy. She is my sister and she loves me, but she hates the fact that I get to sit at home in my pajamas and work, or I go to these amazing things. And I kind of paved the way. I made a career for myself. I didn't ask for this. It just happened. And sometimes there is a lot of begrudgery and people don't want to see the same thing. But then again, there are people that want to see Sienna, and there are people that want to know what I eat.
And there are people that are sending you lovely messages, yeah, and supporting you.
Absolutely. I get hundreds of messages all the time. But it's those nasty comments. And I think what we do as people is we hold on to them. And I'm still thinking about that tweet from yesterday.
It's so hard. Yeah. And like Rachel will tell you, we get in lovely messages to the show. It's the one or two really awful ones every now and again that I'm like, do you think they meant that?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why we do it to ourselves. And that kind of leads me on to, will you stay doing what you're doing despite that and despite everything you've been through with depression, with anxiety? Like, do you back yourself to keep going and stay in the business that you're doing?
Yeah, I do. But like for those 20 minutes when I get that message, like I'm like, right, that's it. I'm never Snapchatting again. And that's what goes through my mind. And I cry and I say, will I keep doing this? Like, why do I put myself out there for this kind of judgment? And then I get over it 20 minutes later and I say, that's their problem. It's not mine. And yeah.
But you've had to learn to do that. And with everything that you've been through, and you've had worse days than, you know, that message coming in.
Yeah, and I've had worse things happen to me in real life. I think people forget the fact that this is the internet and they don't know me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know what goes on when they send that message. I don't think people realize that the hurt that they cause when they do send these. And for someone who has suffered with depression and who suffers with anxiety, I don't know if I'm going to have a panic attack over what someone says to me, or if it's going to turn into a really bad day for me, or it changes my mood completely. So I just think people don't really think before they type.
Before I let you go, you mentioned Sienna.
Yes.
Who is just huge. Every time I see her, and every time, I can't believe you didn't bring her with you today.
Sorry.
By the way. But she is just growing every single day, and people who follow you and love her know like what a great little thingy she is. She's fab.
Yeah.
What do you want for her, like when she's growing up and maybe feeling anxious about something or upset about something? What will you say to her as a mom?
I go to therapy twice a month, and I said to my therapist, like, I don't want her to be that anxious person that I am, and I don't want her to ever be in a position like me. And she said, it takes a strong parent to stop that. So I'm working on myself, and I want to always be an ear for her to listen. Like, I feel like the way I was with my mom, I could tell her anything, and I want Sienna to be the same. And I think the more that we're open and talk about what's going on, the easier it is. I always look for reassurance from my sister, my mom, my partner, and that's what we need, because the minute you let it escalate in your head and it just jumps from one thing to another, and then you're full-blown panic attack. You can't pull yourself back. So just for her to know that we'll always be there no matter what happens, or like the crazy things that I think, if she needs to voice it to me, I'll be there to listen to her.
So. Like, I've been there. Yeah, I've had that thought. Faces by Grace, you are so amazing. We love every time you come on Spin Talk.
Thank you so much.
A great reaction. Thank you so much for being so honest and so open. It's lovely to have you, and the best of luck with everything in the future.
Thank you so much,
Lauren. We'll just sign off to all our Facebook Live viewers now. Thank you so much for being with us, but still lots to come on Spin Talk today. You can get involved. Use the hashtag #TimeToTalk.